that's where things stand right now. WCHL News Director Blake Hodge was at that Board of Governors meeting pretty much all day today and joins us now here in the studio. What went down?
Yeah, it was an interesting day meeting-wise, just logistically here before we get into the substance of it. They typically meet at 9 o'clock on Friday mornings. That's after they've had committee meetings on Thursday. That's not how it went down this week. As they approach the holidays, they do this every year where they have a one-day meeting where they have the committees in the morning and then the full board. So everything was pushed back a little bit. So we get into the full board meeting at about 11 o'clock today, only about 25 minutes before we're going into the closed session, then a three-plus-hour closed session discussion going on. Excuse me. And we come out of that. There's a couple of things that we otherwise we would be talking about.
We've got a new CEO of UNC Healthcare.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Yeah. New CEO of UNC Healthcare, Dean of the School of Medicine, taking over for Dr. William Roper is Dr. Wesley Burks. He's been kind of second in command at UNC Healthcare for a while now, and now Dr. Roper is moving to the UNC system, taking over for Margaret Spellings as the interim system president. Oh, by the way, today was Margaret Spellings' last meeting as the system president. So there were a lot of normal moving parts today, but of course, what everyone was there for was the Silent Sam discussion. There were protesters outside of the meeting for the majority of the day, should have thought that through before I went with that. But they were persistent throughout the meeting. You could hear them chanting from outside. And then as the closed session wore on, they left for the day. I mean, it is finals week after all and all that. So we end up with the Board of Governors rejecting the proposal from UNC Chapel Hill. And it was an odd feel throughout the day in the building. It did not feel as though that we were about to reach a resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's ultimately where we ended up. They rejected the proposal, assigned a few of the Board of Governors to work with the campus now to look to come up with a new solution. And this comes after, you know, 4 months after the statue was pulled down, had the public input period for the campus to take some public input, try to come up with a plan. They did have a very narrow charge. They talked about that at the trustees meeting last week. They weren't considering the moral and ethical issues surrounding the statue. It was find a lawful way to move forward with the disposition and preservation of the monument. But that $5.3 million facility and the $800,000 a year it was, I believe, to operate the facility was not something that interested the UNC System Board of Governors. That certainly seemed to be a driving factor today, the money going into it. But Harry Smith, the chair of the Board of Governors, said multiple times today that the university is wanting to do the right thing, is how he continued to phrase it throughout the press conference today.
So where in your sense is the Board of Governors kind of leaning here? Because you've got this proposal that was on the table, and then you had this very large outcry against it from the campus community, from faculty members all the way down to undergrads, two different letters being signed on by student athletes. You've got the 100 TAs that are not submitting grades. You've got people weighing in who are alums and donors to the university, and all of them seem to be saying, we don't like this proposal because we don't think the statue should go back up at all.
Right.
The other side, you have Tom Goolsbee on the Board of Governors, who has consistently said, I don't like this proposal because I think the statue should go back up where it is. He seems to be an outlier, even on the Board of Governors, but where do the other members of the board seem to be falling?
I believe it has grown to the point where I would agree with that. At least it seems as though he's an outlier in terms of wanting it to go back up where it was.
Right.
But the rest of the Board of Governors, there's a wide array of senses among the rest of the Board of Governors. Harry Smith, the chair, was on campus here in Chapel Hill yesterday for a meeting with some students and faculty, along with President Spellings and administrators from UNC Chapel Hill. And it seemed as though today that hearing directly from the students, that impacted Harry's feelings about this a lot. He seemed to be, you know, genuinely impacted by those discussions yesterday and felt that it was a very good, high-quality meeting, and they were able to have a dialogue moving forward in that meeting, and he said moving forward. So I'm curious to see how those thoughts are going to be incorporated as they go through this process, because it is, I mean, that's one of the things. If you're at these protests, and a lot of the times we get caught up in the chanting and, you know, the screaming and the, you know, the arrest and the pushing. But there's a lot of really heartfelt, genuine stories that come out of this that that are impactful just on an emotional human level. So not surprising that that was an effective way of communicating, but I'm curious to see how that's going to be incorporated moving forward. I asked Chancellor Fault about that on a conference call a few minutes ago of how to how that will be included moving forward. And now that it's got some members of the Board of Governors on the committee, it seems to be a sense that that could allow that communication to go up a little bit rather than stopping at the trustee level and then say, you know, what now we have to try to convince the Board of Governors of anything. So I'm very curious to see how this is going to develop moving forward, and that they have a new deadline of March 15th. Interesting timeline there. It's basically another 3 months, which is about where we were from the last deadline.
Right.
But they don't meet on that day. They meet the next Friday, so there will be a lot of logistical things. But and Harry Smith said today there's a chance that if they finish it before then, it could be brought before that March 15 deadline. That is the deadline.
Speaking with WCHL News Director Blake Hodge. So first question, who is on the committee? Do we know the members of the board that are going to be doing this work?
It's public information. I do not have it on me right this second. I was trying to write it down, and I did not get all of them, I don't believe. But I can get that information for you. Let me see actually if I can pull it up right now. I know that Jim Holmes is one of the
I think it's fair to say from your response that Goolsbee is not one of the members of the that's the real question that I was asking
Daryl Allison, Jim Holmes, Wendy Murphy, Anna Nelson, and Bob Rucho are the members from the Board of Governors who will work with the campus to develop this new revised recommendation to bring to the Board of Governors by March 15th.
Not Harry Smith as the as the chair of the board. He's not on the committee. Okay.
He is not. But I mean, this is these are pretty. It's an interesting group. I mean, Anna Nelson, Anna Spangler Nelson. The Spangler name is going to ring familiar for a lot of people around here. She was she's been on the board for a while now. Wendy Murphy is the chair of the Personnel and Tenure Committee, so we hear from her pretty regularly in terms of some big decisions that are going on. Jim Holmes has always seemed to be, you know, a thoughtful person on the Board of Governors. Daryl Allison is newer to the board. Bob Rucho, newer to the board, but he's a former state senator as well. So it is an interesting group of people. Daryl Allison is the only black member of the Board of Governors who was appointed of the that was assigned to this new task force.
All right. And since this conversation is going to be going on for another few months, I don't know if there was anything said today in the board meeting or in the conference call with Chancellor Fold, but there was some concern just in the run-up to this meeting about certain potential stakeholders who didn't get consulted when this first plan was being brought to the board, including Chapel Hill officials, Cahilla Synagogue, obviously upset about not being consulted, and then they made the proposal to put this basically across the street. Was there talk today about, okay, now we've got an extra few months, not only are we going to continue talking with the people we've been talking to, but bring in others as well?
Nothing concrete. The way that it was worded, it certainly seemed as though more of the meetings like what happened yesterday, which wasn't open and anybody come and say whatever, media is aware of it. It was carried out in a little more structured fashion than that. But it sounds as though there will be more of those. And, you know, there will certainly continue to be groups of people who voice their opinion, you know, whether it's particularly solicited or not. There will be a lot of ongoing discussion around this as we move forward, and now this is moving on into a new semester at UNC. This has been the dominant force of this entire semester. I mean, it was August 20th, the first day of classes, I believe it was, or the 21st, I think technically was the first day of classes, but August 20th, the statues pulled down, so this has pretty much dominated the semester, and now going to go into to a new year. But Chancellor Fult said she was grateful for the extension. I'm very curious to just see how anything might change between now and then, and whether they can get some of those very personal stories about how people feel walking around that area on the campus in front of more Board of Governors members and maybe in front of lawmakers, and see where we go from there, but there's nothing concrete laid out right now.
March 15th, the new deadline for that committee of Board of Governors members to present a new proposal, which will then be considered after that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.